You're listening to The Point. I'm Sean Corcoran. The Hungry Heart is the story of a New England town facing an epidemic of prescription drug addiction and one doctor's mission to treat his patients who struggle with this illness. Joining us from the studios of Vermont Public Radio, filmmaker Bess O'Brien. Welcome to The Point.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're happy to have you. Your story focuses on Dr. Fred Holmes, who is a pediatrician in the small town of St. Albans, Vermont, and he follows several of the teenage patients whom he's treating for prescription drug addiction. We have a clip from the film of Dr. Holmes.
I didn't choose to take care of addicts. It was a regular day in the office. Kyle, a youngster who I had cared for since birth, walked into the office and asked me to help him with his struggle around addiction. And I didn't have the faintest idea what he was talking about. I was absolutely, literally clueless. So I figured that's something that I ought to be able to do something about, just like diabetes or epilepsy or asthma or ear infections.
It's an important part of the film, the fact that this isn't a drug treatment counselor who's done this his or her entire career. This is a person who raised these children, was the doctor for these now teenagers and people in their 20s when they were babies. This was their pediatrician, and he's trying to continue to take care of them.
That's right. And I think actually Fred was the only pediatrician in the state of Vermont who was treating folks, young people around this particular addiction. Very few pediatricians across the country actually get their Suboxone license. For those of you who don't know what Suboxone is, that's one of the ways that doctors can help people in their recovery. Suboxone is sort of like methadone. It's a treatment that folks take along with many, many other things that they're doing, including outpatient treatment, counseling, going to AA, NA meetings. But some people choose to be treated with Suboxone, which helps curb their need for doing illicit drugs and can be very helpful in their recovery process. So Fred, yes, was, you know, the quintessential country doctor for years and years and years in this wonderful town. And when this kid walked into his office at the age of 16 and said, "Doc, you got to help me. I'm addicted to pills." Fred had no idea how to deal with it, but he knew that he had to figure it out. So he got his license. He started to prescribe Suboxone. But really, I think in the film, what you see is that Fred's incredible compassion, his incredible listening skills, his love for these kids is really what is helping to heal them.
A large part of the film is interviews with the teens themselves describing their battle with drug addiction. We have another clip in which some explain why they started using drugs.
My mom and dad, you know, pretty much were like, "Here, put them in foster care. I don't want them." It made me help, like, numb that feeling and hide all the pain that I went through foster care, and helped hide a lot of feelings that I weren't comfortable sharing with a lot of people.
I had that hole, and once I started drinking and using, that hole got filled up, and it was, you know, if I was messed up, that hole was gone, and I was okay in my own skin.
I was waiting for something to make me feel whole.
That hole that I have talked about, that has been inside me since my first memory of being alive, was full.
It was the only thing that gave me any sort of relief from what I was feeling. You know, it didn't betray me. It didn't go behind my back and talk about me. You know, it was like you were there when I needed you.
The Oxys are my love. You know, they were what was keeping me going, like a spouse should.
If I was alone, taking them drugs made me feel like I had someone there, you know, not physically, not mentally, emotionally.
It was the one thing that I always had constant that didn't hurt me, you know? That didn't hurt me. That made me feel better in my eyes.
One thing that struck me about The Hungry Heart is the commonality of the language the teens use when describing what the drugs did for them, filling a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a choice you made to put that language in there over and over again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that, you know, I had 150 hours worth of footage. I shot this film over 8 months. I talked to a lot of people. And as a filmmaker, once you start spending that much time doing interviews, you start to see similarities in what people are saying. And I think that's important to show in the film because, first of all, I think we often say, well, why do people do drugs? Why do people do drugs? What's their problem? What's, you know, and I think that this is one of the keys. It's not the only reason, but it is certainly a consistent reason that people give, which is that they are using drugs to fill themselves up because they don't feel whole or they're filling a hole. There's an irony there. It's masking their pain. It's making them feel like a real person. As you know, in other part of the film, people talk about how for the first time in their lives when they took these opiates, it just made them feel great. I mean, they felt like they could accomplish anything, that they felt confident. And that's, in my opinion, one of the scary things about opiates, which is that it's not like you take these drugs necessarily right away and you're a junkie on the street. At first, they actually make you feel like you are great and awesome and can lead your life in a better way. And that is part of the addiction. So you want more because, hey, this feels good. And, oh, by the way, a lot of these drugs doctors prescribe and they can't be that bad. I mean, you know, my grandmother's taking it and it's in my medicine cabinet and you can get a prescription for it. It's not like I'm taking cocaine that's illegal or heroin.
Often these people, I would say the vast majority who have become addicted to these drugs, also become criminals. In the film, they're describing their habit and how much it costs, the thousands of dollars, $500 or $600 a day. Some sources were saying, one source, I think it was $4,200 a week. Another one, $10,000 a week. It's almost hard to believe that these are actual numbers, that they're able to get this amount of money, but how are they doing it?
Well, the film shows that at some level. I mean, you have Dustin, who is this wonderful farm kid who comes from a loving, terrific family, who gets hooked on oxycodone and eventually steals $25,000 worth of equipment out of his father's barn and sells every bit of it to buy drugs. So you sell things, you steal things, you use bad credit cards, you take your parents' checks and you bounce those checks. You do whatever it takes to keep your habit going. Obviously, that's why crime happens, because after you've stolen all the tools out of your dad's cabinet and, you know, bounced checks on your parents' bank account, then where do you go? Well, maybe you have to go rip something off from somebody else's house, or maybe you have to break into a pharmacy and actually steal the drugs right from under the pharmacist's nose. So certainly, I mean, I've lived in Vermont all my life primarily, and I never used to lock my car. I never used to think about this stuff, but definitely I think that most Vermonters would say in the last 6, 7, 8 years that there's been a lot more petty crime, a lot more break-ins into cars, and that's all has to do with drug addiction.
Well, you certainly get the sense from the sources in your film that they despise the people that they've become. They despise what has happened to them and that they are stealing from their loved ones, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that is – I mean, what I hope the film does is it puts a human face on addiction. You know, so much of what we hear about addicts is they're going to jail, they're ripping you off, they're bad people, they're scumbags, they've made really bad choices, they're stealing money from you. And, you know, at some level, fine. A lot of that can be said, I guess, on the periphery. Certainly they do steal. Certainly we don't want them breaking our laws. However, these people have a disease, and they, once you get addicted, same thing with alcoholism, it is very much a huge, massive struggle to become clean and and be in recovery. And many people don't make it out. Many people don't make it out. Many people struggle with it their entire life. Many people die. This is a health epidemic. And one of the most important things that Governor Shumlin said in his State of the State was we must stop looking at addiction as simply a law enforcement criminal activity. This is a disease. It is a health epidemic. We must start treating these people. We must get them into treatment. We must help them. Because the longer that they don't get help, the more it's going to hurt their families, themselves, and our society as a whole. And if you talk to people who have gone through the depths of the worst of addiction and come out the other end, they will tell you that it was being in hell, and they wouldn't wish it on their worst enemy, and that staying clean is a daily challenge, and anyone who can do it should be called a hero.
The film is The Hungry Heart, and it will be screened in Wellfleet on Wednesday, August 27th. We'll post the dates and the locations on our website, capeandislands.org. I know there's also a screening on October 12th on Martha's Vineyard as well. So we'll post all the dates and locations on our website, capeandislands.org. Filmmaker Bess O'Brien, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Also thanks to Vermont Public Radio and engineer John Billingsley. I'm Sean Corcoran. Thanks for listening.
The Point is produced by Amy Vince, with assistance from Jenny Junker. The executive producer is Mindy Todd. Theme music by Benjamin Verdery and William Coulter. The Point is a production of WCAI, the local NPR station for the Cape, the Coast, and the Islands.